What if kittens played the glockenspiel?
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today we've got a question from Olivia.
Hi, my name is Olivia, and I love cute, fluffy kittens. And my What If question is, what if Therese got so frustrated with Alabaster Zero that she teleported him to What If World? Bye.
Olivia, I love how you played the dramatic music. So, since she asked her question in a really fun and creative way, I thought I would find another question that did the same thing.
Hi, my name is Dean. I like Super Mario. And my what if question is, what if chickens laid their eggs on pudding? P.S. My dog says hi. Oh wait, he's eating a sock. Never mind.
Dean, you are very tricky. Your dog reminds me a lot of my dogs. I always think they're talking to me, but they're usually just eating something. Okay, that's enough of that. Now let's get to our question. What if Fairalise got really frustrated with Alabaster Zero and teleported him to What Is World? And what if chickens laid their eggs in the toilet? It was bright and early on a Monday morning, and Alabaster Zero was just waking up. Wait a second, it was a little too bright. And why was he just waking up when normally his alarm woke him up when it was still dark out? Alabaster looked at his clock. 10 a.m. He was late for work.
Oh boy, I gotta go. Where's my badge? I can't find it.
You can take me, said Tabby Tallulah, his vampire cat.
No, I'm not supposed to take my cat to work.
But I'll tell everyone you're a police officer. Then you won't need a badge.
That's a good point. Climb on my back.
And Tabby jumped on his back.
Oh, that was a bad idea.
He ran all the way to the station with Tabby Tallulah clinging to his back.
Ow.
And he found Fairalise floating impatiently in front of the police station.
Alabaster, where have you been?
I'm sorry, I must have slept through my alarm clock again.
You've got to take this job most seriously, Alabaster.
I do take it seriously. It means everything to me.
Is that a cat upon your shoulders?
Don't you make this about Tabby.
Fine, I will make it about you. Being a detective is a great responsibility, and we are already late for a case.
Perfect. I hate waiting around for cases.
Alabaster, where is your car?
I was running so late, I didn't have time to grab my keys.
Wouldn't you have driven faster here than you ran? Fine, let us walk to the scene of the crime.
And they walked all the way to Olivia's house. Olivia was one of What If World's more famous chickens. She was quite the pianist, in fact. And when Alabaster knocked on the door, he heard her play dramatic piano music.
Open up, it's the detectives.
The little door creaked open, and Olivia peered up at them through tiny chicken glasses.
Ah, I don't trust anyone who comes to my house unannounced. Where's your badge?
You forgot your badge, Alabaster.
Well, he's a police officer. You can believe me. I'm a vampire.
What makes you a vampire? You're just wearing a velvety cape?
Listen, she's a cute, fluffy vampire. I'm a big, mean police officer. And this is my partner, Fairalise.
Yes, here is my badge. And you'll forgive my partner for not taking his.
Well, fine.
Alabaster got down on his hands and knees and squeezed through the tiny chicken door, followed by Fairalise and Tabby Tallulah.
But I don't like having strangers in my house. That's how this all started.
Start from the beginning.
It seems someone's been using my sewer pipes as a means.
No. I mean, like, tell us about your birth. Was childhood? Where'd you go to school?
Actually, I think she was starting from the right point, Alabaster.
Okay.
And Olivia the chicken started playing some tense piano music to soundtrack her own story.
Well, I never used to lay my eggs in the toilet, but then one day...
I'm sorry, you're laying your eggs in the toilet.
While I'm trying to finish the story.
Why would a chicken lay their eggs in the toilet?
I'm sure we will discover the answer when she finishes.
Okay, I'm sorry. Please continue.
Well, one day, as I was laying an egg in my nest, I heard a splashing from the bathroom. When I went to investigate, I could swear I saw a tiny man in overalls diving into my...
into your toilet?
Yes, into my toilet.
Oh, boy.
Pastor, this was frightening for her. Be sensitive.
Okay, so now you lay your eggs in the toilet so that he can't come up that way?
Exactly.
Well, let us see your bathroom.
And Olivia pushed her little piano towards the bathroom so she could keep playing.
Well, there you see it. I've been robbed.
I don't see anything.
Yeah, nothing's not a clue. A clue is normally something.
The clue, Alabaster, is that the eggs are missing.
See, I'm a golden chicken and my eggs come out golden and I think he's stealing them.
Now that's a serious crime. There's only one thing to do. Flush me down the toilet.
And Alabaster put his big boot in the little chicken toilet.
He cracked the whole thing.
Whoosh.
And water started spraying everywhere.
Alabaster!
Fairlise gave her wand a twist, and the little knob next to the toilet turned the water pressure off.
We should have started by doing that, see?
When you wait and do things all careful like that, you can let the bad guy get away.
Or you can be prepared to catch the bad guy when he...
I know what you're gonna say. I don't take this seriously.
I don't think you take this seriously.
Or maybe you take it too seriously.
Detectives?
I've had just about enough of your smart talk.
And I've had enough of your nonsense.
My detectives.
They heard Tabby Tallulah hiss, and Fairlise and Alabaster froze. There, sticking out of the tiny exposed pipe in the bathroom, was the head of a man with a mustache wearing a cute little red and green scally cap.
I see I come at a bad time. I'm just gonna go.
Not so fast, Piper Bandit.
And Alabaster dove at the little man, cracking the bathtub and kicking the sink.
Whoa!
And he tried to slip back down into the pipe.
I don't think so, said Fairlise, and when she pointed her wand at his ear...
Oh, you got me!
And it looked like an invisible hand was pulling him up by the ear. As he came up through the pipes, he seemed to get bigger. Well, not that big. He was still a pretty short man, wearing red and green striped overalls, and holding a wrench.
Drop the weapon.
It's not a weapon.
Drop the wand.
Okay, so that...
And as he dropped the wrench, sparks of green magic drifted away from it.
You've been using your magic to rob others?
It's not like that.
Well, what is it like, sewer bandit?
My name is a Pipey O'Houlihan.
O'Houlihan? That's an Irish name, is it not?
Yeah, I'm Italian on my mother's side.
Can I just call you Pipey O for short?
That's got a nice ring. It's a me, a Pipey O.
Why haven't you arrested him yet?
You're right, Olivia. Pipey O, you are under arrest for breaking and entering and robbery.
But I'm just looking for Hauser. He's an evil turtle lizard.
But you stole her golden eggs.
I thought that they were coins. Besides, she put them into the toilet. Who puts stuff they want in the toilet?
Hey, that's a pretty good point.
No, it's not. We're arresting him. Now, it seems your wrench has some sort of teleportation magic.
Yeah, it's how I go from a pipe to a pipe.
I've heard about enough. I think the only fitting punishment for you is to stuff you back into this sewer pipe.
But without my wand, I might get stuck.
Alabaster, we don't decide how people get punished. We just uphold the law.
But Alabaster had already picked up Pipey O by the back of his overalls and was trying to push him back into the tiny pipe.
This is all very boring,
said Tabby to Lula, but then she saw Farrelly's holding Pipio's wrench. It was trailing green magic as she swayed it to and fro, and Tabby to Lula couldn't take her eyes off the wrench.
Alabasta, let him go, please.
Of course I'll let him go once I've stuck him in this pipe.
Zero, if you do not stop, I will stop you.
Farrelly's, relax!
But you are acting like a...
Farrelly's was frustrated, waving her arms around, her wand in one hand and the magic wrench in the other.
Hey, be careful with my wand, please.
I've had just about enough.
And as she waved her wand in his direction, Tabby Tallulah leapt at the wrench.
It looks like a magic cactus.
And she bumped the magic teleporting wrench into Farrelly's wand and...
But that's no good.
And he was sucked into the pipe. Too bad Alabaster was still holding on to his overalls.
Farrelly's,
what's happened?
And he was sucked into the pipe too.
This is a bad...
This is weird.
And Alabaster and Pipio drifted through that place between worlds. What if worlds slipping away, leaving them in a strange new place?
Where are we?
I don't know.
Suddenly I have no idea what I'm supposed to do.
That's okay. We just wait for the narrator.
Whoa, wait. Are you like 3 feet taller?
That's a paw. Oh, my goodness. I'm almost as tall as you. Try sticking me down another toilet now.
You may be bigger, but I'm still bigger. And you're still under arrest.
Okay, just take me to jail.
This is normally where Mr. Eric says what we do next. So let's just kind of chill here for a second. Hey, I just whistled. But Mr. Eric didn't say that I whistled.
What's your point?
Well, I think I'm suddenly responsible for my own actions.
No. You're a silly detective that always make a mistake. I'm a ridiculous Italian stereotype.
Wow, this is just too weird.
I know, it's a bit strange.
Why isn't there music playing while we think and talk and stuff?
Oh, you're right.
Hey, hi, hello.
Oh my, what? What?
I just wondered if you could, like, play some music for us.
Why are you in my house?
We just sort of appear in your bathroom.
Well, please leave. I'm gonna call the cops.
Please just play some music. Any kind of music.
Sure. Fine. Is that better?
Oh, this is so much better.
I've done everything you've asked, so just please leave my house.
What is the matter with you? I'm a good guy. If I was arresting him for teleporting into other people's houses through their sewers...
Wait a second. What's your name?
Alabaster Zero.
I gotta get out of here. I gotta go. I'm leaving. I'm leaving my house. Don't mess with my dogs.
Okay, bye, man. What was his problem?
I don't know.
Fred?
Oh, it's a cute little dog.
Fred the dog, you've gotta help me. Come on, man, talk to me. What did that guy do to you, Fred? Why can't you talk?
Look, there's another dog. It's not talking either.
What kind of world doesn't let dogs talk?
Oh, it's a cute little kitty. It scratched me.
Pipio, forget about that. I think we might be in Mr. Eric's house.
That's crazy. Mr. Eric live on a what is a world.
Wait a second, I think that dog's about to talk.
Oh, thank goodness.
The music ran out. Can you just like start up a new song, maybe?
I don't know how to use a computer.
Okay, I'll just see one of these buttons. Gotta do something here. Okay, I think that dog's about to talk. No, it's just eating a sock.
Boys and girls, don't feed your dog a sock.
Who are you talking to?
I'm giving a lesson.
Why?
Don't the story end with a lesson usually?
Yeah, but it's not don't give your dog a sock. I mean, some socks are fine.
Alabaster, I think things just went from bad to worse.
Oh, what now?
I got a boo-boo from that kitty.
Boo-boo, come on. Oh my God, is that blood? Is that a drop of blood at the tip of your index finger?
Yeah, it's a drop of the blood.
Whoa,
Whoa, this is too real. I don't know what to... Would we need to pay attention? Is that what we're supposed to do?
This is like a PG-13 or something.
Oh, for crying out loud, just... Do you guys need a Band-Aid?
Mr. Eric.
Alabaster, hello? Pipio, I guess.
What do you mean, I guess?
You seem like kind of a pretty bad ripoff of a Nintendo character.
What are you talking about? I never even heard it in a Nintendo.
Yeah, his real name's Pipio Houlihan, and he's like a sewer fairy or something.
That'll pass muster.
But didn't you create us?
Yes, I did. Okay, just hold still so I can get this Band-Aid on you.
Well, then why do you seem so surprised?
Because you left What If World. That was the end of the story. I was going to pick it up next week, and they were going to find a way to get you back or something, maybe.
Ooh, how are they going to do that?
I don't know. Sprite all right, and then a wand. I would have had to get a What If question. Probably would have ended up being a jar of mayonnaise or something like that.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
Yeah, just say that.
Say that you go back to What If World as a jar of mayonnaise?
Whoa, 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 whoa.
What are you doing?
I'm making the magic noise.
That's not the magic noise. It's like you guys don't even listen.
No, it's more like this. A boo 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 boo.
No, it's like it's got strings.
Waka waka waka.
No, it's not. Anyway, it's not working. You're still here.
Well, what does Fred think we should do?
He's a dog, man.
But what about the other one?
Ginger?
You have a second dog named Ginger? Why is this the first I'm hearing of this?
I don't know. She doesn't have a character in What If World yet.
And what about the wicked cat that gave me this deadly boo-boo?
That was Otis, and you're gonna be fine. I put some antibiotic ointment on it just in case.
What do you mean, just in the case?
Well, in What Is World, you can occasionally get an infection.
Hang on, this. Could you just, like, do a little narration for us?
Please, Mr. Ed.
Okay. So the three of them...
No,
okay.
I want Freddy, too. I want to hold him.
He doesn't like to be held.
We're friends on What If World, so he's gonna... Nope, he does not like it. He is struggling mightily.
I told you.
Oh, he smells.
Yeah.
Narrate, Mr. Eric.
So as Alabaster Zero kept trying to pick up the real Fred the dog, and Pipio Houlihan worried about his boo-booed finger, Mr. Eric, finally...
Mr. Eric, I've got fur all over me.
Yeah, he sheds a lot. Doesn't really come up in the story that often.
Mr. Eric, I think I feel an infection.
Pipio, you're gonna be fine. Everyone gets a boo-boo now and then.
That's it. That's the lesson.
That's not the lesson, Alabaster. Oh, boy.
What are you doing?
Nothing. I'm just gonna go make myself a sandwich.
Mr. Eric, why aren't you taking this more seriously?
And then Alabaster tickled his belly and tooted and sneezed out a purple tomato.
What? I didn't do any of that stuff. Quit messing around.
You mean I'm not amusing you?
Mr. Eric, you're supposed to finish the story. It's your responsibility. Oh.
What the oh? Did you get the boo-boo too? Oh no, you gonna get an infection.
No. Thurlise was mad at me because I wasn't behaving responsibly.
Hey, you were just doing your job. I just doing my job. And
you weren't doing it responsibly either. You were like breaking into people's bathrooms.
Yeah, you broke into my bathroom.
My job is to catch the Hauser. It don't matter what I gotta do.
Oh, it does matter. It matters how you do it. Oh, I'm feeling weird. Why are my fingers turning invisible?
I think you're getting to the end of the story, Alabaster.
Can I stay here? I like being a big.
Sorry, Pipio. You're disappearing too. And just like that, they were back in What If World.
Oh, narration. Sweet narration.
What are you talking about, Alabaster?
Fairlise, you're back.
I never left. And Alabaster, I'm so sorry I cast that spell on.
Oh, no, please don't be sorry. I deserved it. I was acting like a real heel.
Oh, I'm so little again. With my abubu were gone. I'm not gonna get the inafina feca coca donda nota.
The end. All right, Olivia and Dean, I hope you enjoyed your story this week. I'd like to thank Karen Marshall O'Keefe, my co-editor and producer, Jason O'Keefe for our artwork, Craig Martinson for the best theme song ever, and all you kids at home who take your responsibilities seriously. Can you spend a few minutes this week helping out a friend or family member? I bet it'll feel great to follow through on that responsibility. Until we meet again, keep wondering.
What If World? the International Children's Arts Network, ICANN, is made possible by the Herbert A. Templeton Foundation, the Oregon Cultural Trust, the Brookby Foundation, and the Oregon Community Foundation. ICANN, poetry, story time, and music for kids.